This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Joe Biden absolutely, completely should not run for re-election as president of the United States. I'm going to unpack and explain why. I think it's pretty obvious, but I want us to be very, very specific. What he did in defeating Trump was very important. What he has done as president and what he could potentially be and do as president in a second term is a very different value proposition. It's not too early to be talking about this. Candidates for president are already lining up, and Democrats are really, in a lot of ways, just waiting to see if Joe Biden is going to run for re-election. He shouldn't. Period.com. Let it be what it is. I'm going to be very honest here and just give my raw feelings. Joe Biden should not run for re-election. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
No, that's my answer. No, absolutely not. Joe Biden should not run for re-election. And I have a lot of reasons on why he shouldn't run. And there's really no beating around the bush. I encourage you to Google this because there are very good articles. There was a massive article in the New York Times 4 days ago. Let me bring up the title of the article. The title is, "Should Biden Run in 2024? Democratic Whispers of No Start to Rise." And the New York Times interviewed 50 people. And while there were some people who said yes, there were some people who even publicly went ahead and said, no, it will be too much. Joe Biden is 79 years old today. He will be 82 when he runs for re-election and will be almost 90 years old at the end of a second term. And that's a problem. And this is not ageism. And anybody who's saying it's ageism, I'm not into that. I don't think he's sharp. 79 years old is a lot. And I wouldn't call him necessarily a young 79. Here's the thing. Bernie is actually a few months older than Biden, but Bernie is still spry and sharper. If you see his interviews, Bernie literally just had a debate with Lindsey Graham 2 days ago where he smoked Lindsey Graham in a debate. And it was an actual head-to-head debate sponsored by a couple news organizations and groups. And this is not even me advocating for Bernie. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying that Joe Biden is an old 79 years old. My dear mother, mom, if you're listening, my dear mother is 70, and my mother is too old to be president. You know, retirement age in this country is around 65 years old, and it's that age for a reason. And that's not a diss. It's a beautiful thing that in your latter years, you get to retire and step down, and it's 65. Well, Joe Biden was 65 14 years ago, and he was an old vice president, and there were lots of talk even back then, like, whoa, if anything, God forbid, if anything ever happened to Barack Obama, Joe Biden is a very old vice president and would be an old president if something happened to President Obama. Well, then there was a Trump term. Now Biden has been elected. He's 79 years old. And there's not a single honest person in America who thinks that his age isn't a factor in his sharpness, in his capacity and wit. And here's the thing. I think for 79-year-olds, he is very sharp. For a 79-year-old, that is very old. Like, that's not a diss, it's a compliment. For someone who's 79, he is incredibly sharp. But 79 is not 59 or 49. There's an enormous difference. And the fact that he would be close to 90 in his second term, we're at the point of ridiculousness here. And it's not just age. It is fitness, memory, capacity, the ability to travel, to work long hours. The office of president is a grueling, demanding job. It just is. For anybody, for a healthy young man or woman, it's a grueling job. But we're at this point where he was older than Ronald Reagan was as president. And Ronald Reagan, now I don't know if you're aware of this, it has been now talked about openly in mainstream press that Ronald Reagan had signs of dementia while he was president, but they concealed that. And that's why after he left the Oval Office after his second term, you hardly saw him again. And he entered into a very vastly diminished state soon after the presidency. Doctors and scientists and researchers and others have all said that started during Reagan's second term. Well, Joe Biden was older than that when he started his first term. He's already the oldest president in American history. I understand that medicine and science are more advanced, that you can live functionally and healthy later now than you could, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And that's great. That's what's keeping him in office now. But it's not just that. If you ask Americans now, and I'm not saying Republicans or Democrats, do you feel like America is on the right track? People say no. They say no because the economy is struggling. They say no because we continue to have to fight against all the things that ailed us during the Trump administration, be it white supremacy, police brutality, the pandemic. Joe Biden in history will go down as a mid-level president at best. He will be most known for defeating Trump at a time when the country felt horrible about Trump's presidency. And that will be the main thing Biden is known for. He certainly won't be in the top tier. He'll be in the lower middle tier of presidents. And I think the country could do better. And I think there are better, more capable leaders. And I think that there are going to be younger, better, capable people that run for the Republican nomination that Biden might actually struggle with. I think Biden would struggle in a debate against the sharper Republican candidates. And I know a lot of you say, well, there are no sharp Republican candidates. You're wrong. Like, there are highly educated, very intelligent Republicans that could run. I don't like them. I don't even respect them. But you have to understand that there are capable people who could run. I think he would struggle against them. And I think they would be no holds barred on his age and capacity and everything else. No, I don't think he should run. And you're starting to get even people from the Obama administration, like David Axelrod and others, who are saying, no, he's definitely too old to run. And so I don't say any of this lightly. It's just where we are. Do I think that means it should be Kamala Harris? Not necessarily. I think Democrats should have a full, robust primary. But the White House is saying, I just read a report minutes ago, that Joe Biden is going to run for re-election. And that's going to mean that most Democrats won't run. Bernie, for instance, was asked yesterday, would he run? And Bernie said, if Joe Biden runs, I won't run. Suggesting if Biden doesn't run, maybe he will. But Biden should not run. He's saying that he will. And in a lot of ways, he probably needs to say that so that people don't just see him as a lame duck president. But I definitely hope he doesn't run for re-election. I'd love to know what you think about it. I wish I could speak to you right now and just get your raw, honest thoughts. Thank you all for joining and subscribing. Thank you for becoming either members of the North Star or subscribers on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We're tinkering with some things and experimenting with how we can get all this done. But love, 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 and appreciate all of your support. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.